everybody. Welcome to episode 184 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
I was looking up the episode in case you stumbled there.
Dylan Roush.
Hi, hi, hi.
And Gabe Philbin.
One down, 15 to go.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys on episode 181.
Yeah, we're gonna stop this one and we're going to start up again with 182.
This will go down in history as the week of podcasts.
Well, don't say that yet. This is the month of podcasting.
The week of podcasts.
The week of week podcasts.
We're just going to put out this one and then we'll hope for the best.
It'll be a normal length podcast, but we're going to break it into four parts, each behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Is that freemium?
I guess.
Maybe. I don't know how freemium works. We'll edit out Ratchet barking in the back if you pay for it.
All right. So what have people been up to this week? Ryan, oh, Mr. Man. Barking Dog.
My dog's barking. Nothing again. Hi. I don't even think I turned on again. I got Mushroom Men.
Nice.
It came in the mail. So I have it. You know, I got it. It was in a box with a book. And I had this bucket of water in my kitchen because I had like been sanitizing some brewing stuff the night before. And I walk in, like, got it out of the mailbox, walk inside, go to set it down, immediately drop the box into the water. And then I was like, oh no, and like reached in to pull it out. Mushroom Men, which is wrapped in cellophane, appears to be just fine, but the book was a little dinged up. for the most part,
if you're lucky, you'll grow your own Mushroom Men.
Yeah. No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Yeah, but I got it and haven't had a chance to sit down and play it yet. So maybe soon?
I'm glad after all these years, this developer's getting the credit it deserves.
Right.
It's probably out
getting
of business.
Getting dropped in water.
Yeah.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to.
The mushroom people are a proud race of mushrooms.
Yeah, I didn't even have a chance to play Rocket League at all. Like, nothing. Nothing at all. It sucks. I don't like it.
Hey, they're from Austin, Texas. Red Fly Studios.
Are they still open?
Probably. Well, I don't know. The last thing they did was Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows in 2013, so probably not.
You guys all remember that hit?
Or they're working on their next new Smash.
New Smash? What?
I forgot the word hit.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it, though.
Remember that awful Turtles game I bought?
The Turtles in Time remake?
No, the Ninja Turtles Smash Brothers ripoff. It was not good. Even though the reviews were like, it's a pretty good Smash Brothers rip. It wasn't. It wasn't very good.
It's terrible.
It's real good.
I don't think that game had any kind of hit detection at all.
It's Red like Fly, Pesmer, but with turtles.
Red Fly Studios also made Food Network Cook or Be Cooked.
Ooh, that sounds like a killer.
The Nintendo Wii. And there's an official site link, and when you click on it, oh man.
Just
body play?
It is not a complete website. It is like the template for a website. What is this?
What the fuck? This is like a standard WordPress.
Yeah. Now we all got a virus. That's all it is.
We've been cooked.
Too many cooks?
Oh, no.
There's a fitness
that reminds me. I feel like the Food Network has like missed opportunity to create a Bobby Flay game. What was that challenge show he had?
What the hell was it? It wasn't a Boy Meets Grill. It was Bobby Beatdown, Bobby Flay Beatdown or something?
Cook down,
grill down.
All the other tabs on
throw down,
Cook or Be
throw
Cooked
down,
have
throw
Bobby
down, a Bobby Flay throwdown. There could have been a video game where you try and outcook Bobby Flay.
See, I thought you were going to pitch a game where, much like the new, much like Advanced Warfare Call of Duty, you press X to pay tribute. With mm-hmm. You just stand next to somebody who's barbecuing and you just press X to say, that looks good.
Hey,
pay respect just, to the chef.
Yeah. Just a heads up, on Cook or Be Cooked, if you hit the older entries, there are entries. If you go click it twice, it does pop up some stuff, and all of the other tabs have things, but it's just like walls of text.
Well, somebody's paying the bill to keep this site up.
I mean, the same with that Space Jam website that's been up since, what, 96?
Yeah.
But yeah, but that one's designed. It's stylistically designed. Yeah.
It says brilliantly
at the,
so.
At the bottom of the site, it says copyright cookerbecooked.com. So they made like a whole company for this, or licensed this.
At least. At the bottom of our site, it says copyright gameovernation.com.
Yeah!
And that was just there.
And that's accurate.
Like, that was just there.
I put it there because it's true. All content copyright at Game Over Nation. Taglines aren't our thing.
I went to your Game Over Nation taglines website as if our business was to write taglines.
Although, even though it's clearly not our thing.
Had they read the next few words, they would have realized that was
how
not...
wrong they were.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, to say that we write Game Over Nation taglines is not inaccurate.
I mean, yeah, Gabe writes bad podcast names every week.
True.
Not wrong.
And it's not our thing.
Yeah, it's not our thing. That's why they're
bad. I don't know. Episode 179 was The Rest is Herstory, and I thought that was pretty good.
I know. That's how we know that you're bad at it. That was really good.
Hey, man, you want to step in for podcast titles? Be my guest.
Remember Molyneux interview? That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, wasn't it just called The Interview, but spelt V-E-U-X?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think that's what pretty it was. Good. You're welcome, world.
Return of the Knack.
Return of the Knack, yep. I don't think that was my brainchild, though. I think that was you, Javi.
Man, fuck the Xbox.
I think we just all sang that song during the podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Also possible. Mm-hmm. Very likely, actually. So, Ryan, since you ain't done shit this week, except post videos to Facebook about
Facebook?
Temperature dials. Dylan.
Thrilling. Why don't you put that on our channel, Ryan?
It was short.
You know. I'm gonna hug this barrel of beer. Proper warmth is necessary to get it to the right flavoring.
The secret ingredient is.
I also cut a hole for my dick.
What?
Why? Is
this wasn't that wasn't in the script.
No, Dylan's fucking beer over there. Well, Dylan's fucking malt liquor.
That wasn't in the script.
Return of the Knack.
You know why I add so much hops?
I don't want to know where you're going with this, Dylan. How about you, instead of that, you just tell us how your week was.
It's pretty good. I played a lot of Batman.
Yeah.
On that Arkham Knight grind?
Yep. I like it. It's better in City.
Cool.
There's a lot of, like, there's an overwhelming amount of, like, stuff to learn. Like moves, like to teach Batman.
Hmm.
There's a fucking lot.
They added more combat
and
moves?
And you can ignore all of it.
Yep, I've ignored all of it and just relied on square, 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 triangle, square, 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 triangle.
Yep.
It tells you to dodge everyone half the time, but you know, I'm like, why am I going to waste my time tapping R2 when I could just double tap X to get away from him?
They added, yeah, they have to double tap X when those guys spear you. There's those guys that.
Oh, you tap L2 and you throw your batarang at them.
A batarang, yeah.
But, you have to, dodge the lightning guys and stuff. I'm like, all right, so I'll just add X into my combo as well.
I have now mastered
I like the Batmobile so far.
Yeah.
Though, the race I thought was really obnoxious.
you're singing quite a different tune than you were earlier this week or last week.
I didn't think I played it.
Well, you said the Batmobile was pissing you off.
Oh, I've gotten the hang of the controls now.
Did you switch that option so that L2 is brake?
No, I just fucking sucked it up. And so now I don't hit L2 to go for the brakes anymore. Because I don't even hit the brakes anymore.
If you ain't out of control, you ain't in control.
If I need to turn sharp, I just go into battle mode.
There should be a trophy that you unlock for not changing that option throughout the entire playthrough of the game. That's just if you ain't out of control, you ain't in control.
But I've gotten way better at it. Like I said, the race is kind of obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I think the Riddler is really annoying.
Yep. Yep.
All 243 of him?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's not even his trophies, it's just him himself is just super grating. Same with the Arkham Knight. Guy's a weenie.
Yep.
But other than that, though, just playing it's pretty fun. It's weird. It feels... When I think about it, the map in this game is enormous compared to Arkham City. But I haven't, explored any of it. I've just been going, checkpoint to checkpoint.
It's all the same. Mm-hmm. There's nothing really to explore. It's just do your little objectives. I don't know.
See, that was kind of what I liked about Arkham Asylum, though, was you were able to, go through a pipe or a vent and end up in some prisoner's cell, and you could take a picture, and it was themed around that villain.
Right.
I feel like there's a real lack of that.
Those days are long gone.
Yeah, which is why I liked Asylum, because you would explore to find these pictures to take. Who knew? Mm-hmm. Pokemon Snap with Batman would be funner than actually just fighting. Or more engaging, I should say. Other than Batman, I don't think I really played anything else. I mean, a little bit of League of Legends and shit like that, but I'm not gonna talk about those.
Why not?
Because I'd be the same thing as I always say.
It's League of Legends. Game. Fuck this game.
Yep.
Let me check my Steam, see if I played anything recently.
Well, while you're doing that, Javi,
what?
take me through your week.
I've been playing Nom Nom Galaxy. That game is cool.
What's that?
It is a game by the Pixel Junk people. So I thought it was odd that this game was being released on PC and not on PlayStation. Little did I know, after I had installed it and everything, that it's been on PlayStation for a while. For a few months, even. So it looks like that relationship's still going on with Sony.
Is Pixel Junk, gone? Is that franchise just kind of...
This is Pixel Junk... Nom Nom Galaxy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this game is weird. It's super weird. I was thinking about maybe doing a little video for it, video review. And my opening line was going to be, this is weird.
good opening?
Yeah, because this... the whole premise is that soup has become currency, or has become... the main market for everything. So everybody wants soup. Soup, soup, soup. And you're crazy about soup. And so there's this big evil corporation that's your competitor, and you're trying to land on these exotic planets and use different ingredients and mix them together to make new and exciting soups. And while you're building your factory, piece by piece, you'll get little news tidbits about what's going on, blue mushroom caps have made people sick on this in this planet, so people don't want that anymore. So if you start making soup with blue mushroom caps in it, then people will go, ugh, and you'll lose money or lose market share. basically the corner, the top right corner of the screen has a circle, and you're both you're the blue and they're the red, and you're both competing for 100% market share, and that's how you win the level, is by getting 100%. Every time you ship out soup, you get 5%, and so it's kind of a tug of war, and it's like a big, it's a race to see who can get 100% first. But the thing is, once you do hit 100%, like, your enemy is going to be sending like these monsters to your base to attack it, so you have to put turrets down and then try to kill them yourself, and all this other shit. And also, you have to maintain 100% until nightfall. It's like Pikmin, where there's like a day cycle, and then once the day's over, then you know end your shift. But yeah, that's basically it. You're just mining through these levels, trying to find the right spot to start building your base, so that you know you have a steady supply of ingredients. And also, like, if a certain ingredient is like more favorable in that part of the galaxy, then you want to create more soup with it. So like, I there's one level where everybody's a carnivore, everybody wants live, or wants like creatures as the main ingredients. So you had to like go scouting for, it's funny, like the living creatures are still vegetables. Like there's tomato monsters, and like when you have to beat them up, and then they drop tomato steak, and then there's like
sounds
little
delicious.
Yeah, there's like little corn bugs. So they're just literally corn that have little insect legs, and you have to kill them. And yeah, so it's like,
it seems mean.
Meat
corn bugs.
Yeah.
Why you kill? They sound adorable, and you're killing them.
Yeah.
What if at the end of the game you're the bad guy?
Well, but there are some issues with the game where, like, the controls are too basic for the complex things you're trying to do. And, like, the whole game, like, right now I'm still in the first, like, 5 or 10 levels, so things are still pretty simple. But you can tell that, like, the game wants you to start automating, because there's little robot droids you can purchase that go, like, there's ones that go horizontal left and right, so you can just place them into your corridor, or even like on a part of the farm, and you have them grabbing ingredients and then just walking left and right until they come across something where they can insert that ingredient. So like, you have to, I don't know, there's a lot of like depth, but it's also clunky and lots of room for error. There's also like a robot that will throw ingredients upwards. But it doesn't always work for some reason. I'm sure it's something I haven't figured out yet. But yeah, there's a lot of depth there. But it is a little clunky. The controls are not great. It leaves something to be desired, for sure. But what's there is interesting. It's a really cool strategy game, and it's satisfying. And each level can take anywhere between like 15 minutes if you're absolutely killing it and you know exactly what you're doing, and you just get 100% market share in your first day. Like 15-20 minutes you can beat a level. Some other times like beating one level has taken hours, but it always feels like a satisfying investment once you finally finish it. So it's pretty cool.
And there's soup.
Yeah, it's all soup, and the art style is bizarre. Like, you're these weird, I can't even explain it, you're just like solid sharp edged shapes. Yeah, you don't really have a face. I don't know, it's very weird, but it's good. Anyways, it's cool. I'll be reviewing Nom Nom Galaxy pretty soon, probably just a written article. I don't know, we'll see.
Alright, that'll count as a podcast.
The article will count as a podcast. Right.
Article transcript.
All right.
Just record yourself reading it word for word.
Dylan, find anything else to bring up?
Nope.
No. All right, well, I went to New York last week, shortly after I posted last week's podcast. And so I didn't play too many games on Monday, and actually, yeah, it was just Monday. I beat it that night. I beat Life is Strange Episode 4, which was, like, one of the more intense episodes there's been, probably the most intense, but, like, almost too much stuff happened in it. Like,
would you say hella stuff happened?
Hell yeah, like hella stuff. Like, you don't even know. It's like there, I don't know, like three big beats in that episode that like could have been the end of a different episode. A problem I had, like, technically with the game was, I think how that game, like, does audio cues, like, for conversation is once, it's not just, like, timed out, I don't know, it's not, like, on a, like, standard timeline, it's once this audio clip ends, then this one will begin, or at this point during this audio clip, this other one will begin. And a problem I had was, audio clips would, like, dialogue would just, like, pause, or the music track would stop playing, and that would just, like, make people stand still in a conversation for a really long time, and then the music would stop, and it was, like, in this party, so there's really loud music, and they would just, like, cut off, and there'd be, like, a little, like, silent hum that's supposed to be, like, distant music in the background, and that was all that was happening, and then the second half of the audio clip would play, and then it would keep the conversation going. It's just really weird. This was like the, like, I haven't had like bug issues before, but this episode unfortunately had like a few of that going on. But yeah, I'm still really liking Life is Strange. It's, his dialogue is real weird. I think I talked about that a bit last
week. Hella weird.
Yep. Very much so. I guess it takes place in 2013, so that maybe it's like maybe people said hella a lot then in high school and college.
Are they just from California?
It's like Pacific Northwest.
Oh, there you go. It's probably the Bay Area. That is the thing they say constantly.
It takes place in Arcadia Bay, which is a made-up place.
That's supposed to be like San Francisco?
No. Eh.
No. No, it is. They're saying hella all the time.
But other than that, so I went to New York, and in New York, didn't really play anything. I brought my 3DS and Vita in case I, like... Oh, I brought my 3DS for, like, street passes, pretty much, because I was going to I knew I was going to go to the Nintendo World Center.
Did you get any stuff?
I didn't. There was a Blastoise little, like, plush figure, but it was, like, $40. And
Jesus,
Gabe ain't got that kind of dosh.
I wasn't gonna do that.
I would have done it.
Well, you make a lot more than I do.
I do.
Also, you're gonna have a job in 3 weeks, so
I will.
See, I brought 3DS and Vita, but I didn't play anything on that. I'm gonna start Persona 3 soon.
I got that all loaded up and ready on my Vita. Play the console version.
I don't have that version, Dylan.
Get it.
No.
Get it.
I already have the portable one. But yeah, the Nintendo World Store, like, I thought it was going to be really cool, because it's like, I was just expecting something. Like, I thought, like, you and Rachel went away with it, like, from it, like, real happy, and I don't know why, like, I got that impression.
I mean, I've been there before, like, before we went. Okay. It's a store.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I thought it was gonna be, like, huge and have, like, all these shirts and stuff, and it did have a lot of shirts that, like, you can only get there, but, like, shit, they're just made so shitty. Like, I went there on a mission to get Javi a Metroid shirt, which I got you a Screw Attack logo,
cool shirt.
What color would you is spoil it? The surprise?
It's black.
Nice.
That's the only one that they had. Well, there is a red one, but it's women's sizes.
Okay, why would you spoil the surprise?
I told him already.
Oh.
And there were other ones. There was like a baseball shirt that I kind of wanted, but it said Metroid on it, and on top of the the baby Metroid.
Mm-hmm.
And
the baby.
Like maybe I was thinking, like, oh, okay, maybe that's not like a total deal breaker. But then, like, I felt the shirt and the letters Metroid are, like, sewn on in felt patches, and that shit curls up in the wash, and it's fucking terrible. And, like...
The baby.
Yeah, I don't want the baby all curled up in the fetal position on my shirt.
The baby.
And it's, like, all the shirts are like this. Like, none of them are, like,
Maybe they were made of some sort of special felt that doesn't do that.
They're made out of actual Metroid skin.
Sounds about right.
The baby.
The baby.
But... Yeah, I mean, I got you guys some, or by you guys, I mean,
Thanks, Gabe.
Things. I guess if I come over tomorrow to do another podcast, then I'll bring them then.
Okay.
I didn't get anything for myself there. But,
you didn't even get a little Mac amiibo? I thought you'd get that for yourself.
No. Mm. Nah, dog. I would have got a Lucina one, even though I just like Lucina's design. I've been thinking about getting Fire Emblem, but I've got a lot of other shit to
play. Lucina looks... She looks terrible. The amiibo?
I don't know what the amiibo looks
like.
She
looks like a creepy, like, featureless mannequin.
Oh.
I'll show
you. Yeah, like, even the fucking Nintendo World Center didn't have, like, every amiibo.
Oh, Lucina. Okay, I was thinking of Palutena.
Oh, no.
Palutena looks awful.
Anybody actually like Palutena in Smash?
Nobody fucking plays as Palutena in Smash. She's, like, the worst character.
I mean, I know that that's, like, from his own game, but who fucking cares? We got three fucking Kid Icarus characters, and two of them are Pit.
Pit and other Pit.
Dark Pit, come on. He's inventive.
He does have the mecha arm, which is cool.
He doesn't.
Dark Pit? Yeah, he does. The, like, the side B.
Oh, well, not the amiibo.
Oh, no.
Amiibo! Just holding... Amiibo!
Yeah, they did have Pit figures there, which they were, like, hyping up, and I was like, I don't fucking care.
I'd like a Pit amiibo. That'd be sweet.
What else? I saw a couple movies. I saw Ant-Man, and I saw When Marnie Was Here, which is the last Ghibli movie. And When Marnie Was Here, it was okay. It was, like, I don't know, it was, like, missing, like, a consistent theme. Like, I don't know, it was very, like, wishy-washy in how it was trying to make you feel. Like, at one point, it kind of, like, baits you into thinking that the characters are gay, like, and they're gonna, like, discover themselves or something, but then that's just, like, a scene, and then it's dropped forever. And it's like, I don't know, it's like, don't Yuri bait me.
They turned out to be really homophobic.
Yeah, the shit got weird after that.
What game is this?
Game took a really
no,
weird
movie.
Twist.
What movie is this?
When Marnie Was Here, the last Ghibli movie.
Whatever.
But
carry on.
Anime, and then yeah, Ant-Man. But we're gonna talk about that at another time.
Ants, Ant-Man. Yeah. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Oh my god, it's the best. It's Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas just playing the drums on their legs, and Michael Douglas keeps going, ants! Ants! and then eventually Paul Rudd goes, Ant-Man! And then it just plays it just shows the logo. That's like a little trailer.
I think I did see that the other night. I was pretty drunk, but I'm pretty sure I saw it.
Oh, so good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Oh, man. I need to see that after this podcast now.
I think I saw it, like, really... It was, like, on really late at night on, like, Comedy Central just, like, randomly playing, and I was sitting on my couch like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. It's so stupid. That should have been the trailer for the whole movie.
Yeah.
Ants!
Oh, man. But I did order a nunchuck for Wii controller so I can play a Silent Hill game, and I can return your handicapped nunchuck. Poor purple smoothie that got stuck in that. And then later on I can hopefully play Mushroom Men too. So that was the investment in that. Also, we're always low on nunchucks whenever we have to use them for the Wii, so figure this was a good investment for other people as well.
You're right. I'm gonna bring my purple goo.
Don't. That's the problem. The mysterious purple goo that ruined so much of Javi and Rachel's stuff. But yeah, I think that's all I've really been up to. I guess I started playing some Dota last night, and I'll probably keep playing that. But yeah, I didn't have a lot of time since I was in New York for pretty much the whole week.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, being in New York made me really reminded myself of how much I like Seattle. It's like, this city is making me, like, real uncomfortable, giving me a lot of anxiety. But, yeah, other than that, it's time for news. Yay. And this is a weird week. There's some weird stuff going on. So, first up, like, all this was, like, breaking out last night from a, I think it's, like, a Nikkei article. That's being translated.
Fuck is Nikkei?
I don't know. I haven't heard of it before, but it's, like, a publication in Japan, I think? But it's an article of, like, the Konami situation. And shit is pretty, like, horrible working conditions for all, like, every single, like, range of worker at Konami. So, like a little news bit of, apparently, Metal Gear Solid 5's development budget was $80 million as of April, so it's even higher now. So that's costing a whole lot of money that Konami doesn't really have.
I could have told you that.
Yeah. And then, like, all of any, like, mail sent to an external address gets sent with a randomized email address, and that gets changed, like, that gets changed regularly. I think it's, like, they said weekly, and that's, like, mainly for the sales department, so it's, like, really hard to stay in contact with people outside of the company.
What?
Yeah, I don't, and
that sounds like the dumbest idea.
Lunchtime, like, your lunch period is determined with time cards, so you have to, like, punch in and punch out for it, and those who take too much time get, like, outed within the company and, like internally shamed.
Public shaming. Or, well,
yeah.
Shit, I wouldn't care about that. I'd be like, hell yeah, I took a 2-hour lunch.
I got more time than you did. And then some producers and other creators have, like, and other workers too, but, like, these, like, the higher positions that are deemed, like, useless get sent to do, like, janitorial work, assembly line work, like, all that kind of stuff.
What are they assembling at Konami?
I don't know, toys?
Slot machines.
Pachinko
machines. They also have to wipe down workout machines at any of the fitness clubs.
Yeah,
you're supposed to wipe down your own machine. Come on now.
And like an example of something that caused this was, like, there was like an employee that left Konami and posted on Facebook about getting a new job and, like, where it is, and all of the current Konami employees that liked it were, like, tracked down and then reallocated, like, within the company to do worse work. Like, and, like, people think that that's, like, a way of, like, attempting to shame you into quitting so they don't have to fire you and pay you severance. Yeah, like, I don't know, Konami is just, like, even more of a fucking mess than previously seen. Or maybe, like, we all thought it was bad there, but, like, getting the details on it is, like, wow, this is pretty crazy. And, like, the CEO is, like, has turned into, like, this internal, like, recluse and won't, like, work with other companies where, like, they used to have, like, working relationships with, like, Nintendo and Sega and, like, help each other out on all sorts of issues, but now it's just no contact and, like, cut off from the whole world. But, yeah. Seeing all that break last night was kind of strange. But, yeah. So that's the, like, biggest weird thing that happened. Ryan, what's the last thing you heard from Comcept on Mighty Number 9?
I don't usually read the emails too closely just because I know it's coming out eventually. So,
you mean that game that looks like a Flash game?
All the emails are... It doesn't play like one. All the emails are like, here's a character and some art. I'm like, oh, cool, I guess. Whatever. It could just come out already.
Yeah, so it was like originally... Like, the last date given was like it would be out April 2015. That obviously hasn't happened. But now there's, like, a rumor that it's going to even miss 2015 entirely. But what happened this week was, a while ago, the Red Ash Kickstarter was launched, and that's like a prologue to it. It's like a Mega Man Legends, like spiritual successor. So similar to how Mighty No. 9 is the Mega Man successor. And it was kind of like a weird Kickstarter in the first place of the funding goal was $800,000, but that wouldn't get you the actual game. That got like half of the prologue of the game. And then I think the next stretch goal was like 1.5 million gave or was the full prologue of the game. So not even the game at this point. Then the Kickstarter didn't work out. Didn't work out too well. I think like the last number I saw was like 8 hours before it was over. It had like 400,000 out of the 800,000. So people weren't huge fans of it in the first place. And then the idea got bought and is now being published by an outside publisher. So the game is happening regardless of the Kickstarter. And now the Kickstarter money is being turned into like stretch goals on top of it.
It's being turned into nothing because the Kickstarter ended.
But now like they have like stretch goals on top of the publisher funded game.
Right, what I mean is they can't reach their the Kickstarter's over. Yeah. They didn't reach their amount.
Yeah, let me see. What did it
It was at? Short by like 300,000.
Yeah. Let's see. Red Ash Kickstarter. Where'd you end? Yeah, about a little less than 300,000. But it's not, so it's like not gone though. So like regardless of the Kickstarter idea, it's still not there. And there's also like an animated series they're trying to do with this too that was also like a weird, I don't know, like funding goal where I think it was like they were asking for 150,000 and that got you like a 4 minute or 5 minute short. And then like they said, if we get like 2.5 million, then we can have a full movie. And it's like, this, you guys are being real weird. Like, the main problem people had with this Kickstarter was that it wasn't, like, Mighty No. 9's not even out yet, and...
Focus on one thing, holy shit. Yeah.
Because, like, that, they had, like, a really successful Kickstarter for Mighty No. 9, and then they asked for more money later on. And then now it's been, like, delayed without definite sight of when it's actually coming out, possibly missing this whole year.
Mighty No. 9's not even out yet, and on top of that, it doesn't, like, what we've seen of it doesn't look as awesome as the what was shown initially. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, why, no, of course we're not going to give you more money. Yeah. No, it's going to give you more money.
The way that Mighty No. 9 looks worries me about Bloodstained.
Yeah. Well, those are two completely different.
I don't know, when I play
Mighty same No. company, 9, Gabe.
Wait, Concept's doing Bloodstained?
Yeah. No.
No.
What? No.
What are you talking about?
No, no. Igarashi is doing it.
Well, yeah. There's Concept more than just one person.
I know.
But that is not a Concept joint, if you will.
Right. No, and well, they're and not even, affiliated even, at all. Yeah. And even more so, like, it's not... Like, Mighty No. 9 is 3D rendered. Bloodstained is drawn. It's hand-drawn. So,
when you actually play Mighty No. 9, like it works pretty well. Like I thought it looked good.
I mean, it probably looks good. I don't know, I've watched gameplay of it and I'm like, because the initial screenshots they showed were so colorful, so vibrant and animated and cool, and like it's just like, oh, that sucks.
I think
it looks really bland.
I think that's part of the issue of going from of like trying to do that partially 3D thing, like rather than going
2.5D,
like yeah, rather than going all in on like a really nice 2D platformer like Mega Man was, like
yeah, here it is. Same company that developed Mighty No. 9 is doing Bloodstained.
So when I looked up, it says that Inti Creates is the developer,
which
that.
Is the same developer as Mighty No. 9.
Hmm. So yeah, worry about Bloodstained. But like Concept is also like kind of spread out all over. Like they're helping out with ReCore, or like at least Inafune is helping out with ReCore, that Xbox game that got revealed at E3.
Sorry, I'm just showing the concept art and like how awesome it looks compared to the actual game, which probably looks nice. It's just, oh, Oh, that's what it looks like?
It kind of looks like Explodemon.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's definitely a step down from that original art.
Yeah,
and then, so the company that apparently bought Red Ash, or not apparently, but that did buy Red Ash.
That Chinese company?
Is called Fuse Entertainment, and they're a new Chinese company looking to get into, Android-based consoles.
Why didn't they buy the Ouya?
I don't know, Dylan. Why did anyone buy Ouya?
They probably bought it so that they could figure out how to make a decent heatsink, because they just had to recall a bunch of their fucking tablet things for them catching on fire.
The Razer did?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that tablet thing called?
I know they have the Blade, which is a laptop.
I think it was
the Shield.
Maybe that was it.
That's their portable. That's their handheld device.
Maybe that's what it was. I think that was the one. But yeah, they were just recalling one of their little things for it catching on fire. I think it was the Shield.
Well, speaking of Ouya, it came out this week that about 75% of the Ouya devs haven't received their full payments yet. In regards to the there was $1 million of the Kickstarter set out for Ouya exclusive developers that would have 6 months exclusivity on Ouya. That's what Towerfall was. That's the only example I know of. games that started on Ouya and then possibly went elsewhere. About 75% of the developers haven't gotten their full payments or any of the payment from Ouya. And that was a point that came up after the buyout. But in turn of, this isn't too bad anymore, Razer said that we're gonna cover that now. So that was actually surprising to see a company put out that fire that quickly.
Well, when you buy a company, a lot of times you end up having to buy their debts. That was probably part of the deal going in.
Yeah, they probably knew about that, and then it wasn't exactly something they wanted to make public.
Yeah.
But it came out, and then they kind of covered it, so. Fucking Ouya, man. So that's the main weird stuff out of the way.
Ouya, shitty Nintendo has released shittier game console.
Woo! That controller.
God! I let you play with it, didn't I, Gabe?
Yep.
I was no, check out how bad this is, Gabe.
That was
I don't think he realized how bad it really was.
Because I had heard stories.
Daily reminder that, or weekly reminder that people who funded the, or backed the Ouya thought there were going to be games like Skyrim and Call of Duty on it. Fuck you guys.
I was not one of those people who thought that. Just FYI.
Just so that is on the record, yeah. Ryan did not expect Skyrim on Ouya.
Expect Skyrim on the fucking Ouya. Man. I expected maybe a decent Angry Birds port. I don't even think they got that. I don't know.
I was expecting a Flash game machine, and we didn't even get that.
Yeah, right?
I just went back to Newgrounds.
Well, if you're wondering how Amiibos are doing.
Amiibo! Despite
so they're never available, because they're always selling out. Nintendo released numbers today, and they said that about 10.5 million Amiibos have sold. Which, I don't know, comparisons to Skylanders and Disney Infinity, but this has been since, they launched November last year? That's when Smash Brothers came out?
Okay.
Yes.
It's a 10.5 in less than a year. I think that's pretty insane.
Well, especially considering, didn't the Wii U just cross the 10 million consoles mark? So they sold more Smash Brothers than consoles?
They have now sold more Amiibos than fucking consoles. But there's for sure a large share of people that buy Amiibos that don't own a Wii U.
That's probably true.
I want to know the sales. I want to know the total sales of resales of Amiibos.
What do you mean?
You buy your pit and resell it for 4 times the price that Nintendo asked for.
Yeah, Nintendo doesn't give a shit about that, though. They
I know Nintendo doesn't, but I want to know that number.
Wow. Amount of money made off of scalping Amiibo.
How many? What's the number on scalping? Is it more than 10 million?
Well, that's not dollar. That's not like net gain. That's just units.
Yeah, that's sold. Units. So yeah. 7 million out of those 10 million units are all resold. For at more than double the price that they originally bought for.
And then it came out today that there was a lot of talk about that Gears, what I think it's called, the like Ultimate Edition or something, Gears of War Ultimate Edition. It's just like the first game redone entirely for Xbox One. It's like, why not all of the games?
Because then it'd be 4 years before it came out again.
But they said today that all of the other Gears games will be available and like given with the Ultimate Edition, but they're like the backwards compatible versions. So like it's the 360 version just played on Xbox One.
So okay,
and this made me wonder: do we know if the Gears Ultimate Edition is the like PC version with like the extra scenes? Because I have not heard anything on that.
No one knows.
No one knows. Well, hearing this today kind of made me want to get it. I was thinking about getting it anyway, because I still need to play Gears 3. But yeah, like, the Gears of War 1 PC edition has, like, that fight with the fucking, like, big cannon dinosaur thing. What, Brumac? Is that what it's called, Brian? Mm-hmm. Brumac, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Dinosaur thing with the cannon on it. Like, you fight one of those things.
And all I know is it's one of the few games I fell asleep during. This is during co-op, too, with Javi.
Yep.
Neat.
It is neat.
And last up, Summer Games Done Quick wrapped up with $1.2 million made in donations, which is about $500,000 more than last year's SGDQ.
Really? It was that much more?
Yeah, last year's was, I think the number was like 730.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they made a shit ton in like the last home stretch because it was like,
well, yeah, they jumped up from like 800,000 to like 1.2 in the last day alone. I think
I need to watch. I didn't get to see the Super Metroid race because I really wanted to, because that Awesome Games Done Quick, when they had that race, and there's the donation incentive for like kill the animals, save the animals at the end.
Save the Animals won.
Okay, that's what won last time, but
you,
it was like...
Well, it was the same situation as last time where somebody at the last minute donated like $15,000.
Oh god, okay, that's what I was curious about, because last time somebody donated $10,000 to make Save the Animals
win.
I think
someone's gonna do it now every year.
And then the message was just wrecked.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good.
He had a really good time going. Honestly, it would have been a good time. But then he had to go save the animals.
Yeah, the coolest thing I saw was the zero star Super Mario 64 run.
My favorite was the 120 star race.
What does the zero star run mean?
You go straight to Bowser.
Yeah, you finish the game with zero stars.
How do you do that? You have to like break it.
The like most difficult glitches in the game, where I think I was telling Javi, of the guy who successfully got the zero star. There's a zero star run and a one star run, and each has one really tough glitch, and then the zero star run has like an insanely hard glitch, where the guy who did it said that he practiced 5 hours a day for 2 weeks straight, like 5 hours each day of those 2 weeks, and out of all that time he was able to get it once. And he got it like first or second try on stream.
Nice.
And that was pretty nuts.
It was pretty crazy, but I think I enjoyed the race more.
Yeah, they raced the zero star run too, but
did they?
Yeah, the other guy didn't get the zero star glitch, so he got one star. But yeah, that shit was intense. What I did not know that was possible.
By the way, Donkey Kong was really good too.
Which one did they do?
64, sorry.
Oh, okay.
And that game is broken.
Nintendo 64 games are so fun to watch speedrun.
Yeah, I agree. I think I complained about this last week that they ended with a JRPG, and I think they're boring.
I think they need to end with one of the races, because the races are like the coolest ones.
I think they need to end with like Wind Waker. Wind Waker has a lot of glitches in it. It is relatively long, but it's an entertaining length.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a really good time at Wind Waker this year too. What was the thing I was going to... Yeah, so like, fucking Ocarina of Time, there's a new glitch that was found in like April, I think, and it's kind of RNG based of like you need a Deku Nut to drop from a certain enemy, and you just keep retrying this group of enemy until they drop a Deku Nut, and it took 10 minutes to get a Deku Nut to drop. So the run was going like real well, and it went real well after they got the Deku Nut, but 10 minutes of it was just resetting this room, waiting for a Deku Nut to drop. Yeah. And something about N64 games, just like the right time of like 3D being just being learned and experimented with, like, it just feels like most cool glitches come out of that. Or at least that is most prime for cool glitch territory. So yeah, that was Summer Games Done Quick. That was real fun to watch. I missed the Dark Souls 2 run where they played...
That one was pretty cool.
two people, one controller.
Yeah, that was pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Alright. So, you know what time it is?
Emails.
Time to check in with the listeners.
Message.
No one did it.
Mail, motherfucker. What?
It's time to check in with the listeners. No one said, listeners. Hey, listeners. We were talking about that last week, and I set you all up for it, and you fucking failed me.
Mail, motherfucker.
Beep, beep.
All right. First up, from Rachel. And like in lieu of all the speedruns, using the example of Binding of Isaac, are there games that shouldn't qualify for speedruns, or should anything qualify?
JRPGs.
Telltale games should not qualify.
The Binding of Isaac speedrun was, it starts with them like resetting the room a lot, just like quick resetting to get like a good item at first in like the first room. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of going from there. This one, like, they got a really good room layout and got like crazy good items real early, so it went really well.
Minecraft. they really had Minecraft there, but it was like a seeded map. And then they were just like, I'll just use cheats if I don't get what I need.
Oh.
Whoa. That defeats the whole purpose. And yeah, it's a seeded map. You have every location. Okay.
But they said, they're like, well, if people wonder why we don't do seeded runs for Binding of Isaac, they had an example of why, and they loaded up this one file that had, like, it was like the start of the dungeon. And they had, like, I'm not exactly sure how this happened, but they had an item that pretty much killed everything in the room once you walked into it.
Right.
And, like, killed every boss in one hit. So, they're like, yeah, so seeded runs just so we can avoid stuff like this.
What about, like, Shadow Complex, where can't you just, like, is there a point, like, a couple minutes in where you can just, like, walk away and say, fuck this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably not a complex good bad ending.
Well, that's the reason you get runs that are like 100%.
Yeah, the different like category runs.
Because I mean, like, Legend of Zelda or Ocarina of Time had the Queen Goma one, basically, where you went right to the credits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and then, like, the 100% ones, like, really change things. Like, Ocarina of Time 100% takes, like, 2 hours or so. I think that's how they ended it last time. I think so. Or did they end it with Final Fantasy VII last time?
I can't remember. Really. One of the Final Fantasies, I think 6, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, the JRPGs are just, like, they're not great to end with. Like, I guess a lot of people love Chrono Trigger. People fucking go crazy with Chrono Trigger.
If JRPGs are better at, I guess, late at night, like at the
yeah
the 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. block or whatever.
Yeah. But then that means they can't get that, like, the garbage games they have lined up there done then. But maybe sometimes those garbage games are... Or some of the some of the highlights.
Apparently, I'm alone in the JRPG hate because those things get a lot of love, and I'm like,
they do. Yeah,
I'm like,
they dumb. I don't like them either.
Yeah, people just don't understand. We know what's best.
Mm.
All right, and so yeah, I guess for speedrun games, this shouldn't happen. Minecraft is a good answer. Telltale games also a good answer.
Truth.
Yeah, it's important, the like qualification of the speedrun's real important, because like Super Mario 64 has like an 11 star run, I think, right, Javi? Like, wasn't that the original like low count, like glitch count for stars?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like 11, there's like a 50 or something, you can 100% all that. Oh man, they had a Luigi's Mansion race and there's like a possibility of not being able to 100% that game depending on like a gem drop, and one guy, the last gem he, or like the second to last gem he was gonna get, he got that gem drop that stopped him from being able to get 100%, and then the crowd just started going crazy. It's pretty funny.
Mario Sunshine's really good too.
Yeah. Alright, next from Justin Das. Why doesn't Microsoft just upgrade all the Gears of War instead of the first one?
I just said that.
Because that would be
money.
Yep.
Time and money. That's why.
By the time it was done, the new Xbox will be out.
Because like this is kind of what the Master Chief Collection was. Hopefully, it works a little better. Where they only upgraded Halo 2. Like they only redid Halo 2. Like they already had a Halo 1 redone, and then just like up-res that. And then they just up-res the other two. I don't think the other Gears of War games are being up-res. But, you know, they're still in there. And two and 3, and I'm assuming Judgment as well, look real good anyway. So, we're still getting them, at least.
Yeah.
And then Justin posted a weird picture of a Street Fighter, like, weird, like, furry mask thing.
Thanks a lot.
And I liked it because it made me smile. And that's all the questions we got.
Neat. Bye.
This has been episode 184, broken into 5 parts.
Uh-huh.
Behind 8 different paywalls.
84, 85, 86, 87.
Getting them done.
Yeah, so if you want to find the shit we do for some reason, you can go over to GameOverNation.com. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like. We haven't gotten one of those in a while. Gova has? Gova gets them every now and then. I don't know how you're finding that.
Stop looking for that.
Stop it. Go to our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/GameZeroOverNation. And you can find us on Twitter, at Game Over Nation.
Do that.
Do those
Do
things.
All that.
And keep Do an eye it. Out for some more podcasts, because we're trying to get to 200 before PAX, and we don't have much time.
We will.
So this could happen. Either be awesome, or it could be real bad. We don't know, but stay tuned.
Keep your eyes out. Keep them.
Yeah.
This furry-faced guy is kind of funny.
It's a good picture. It's a good picture. I'll put it in the podcast post this week. Maybe it'll even be the header. That could be header material.
That should be your new profile
Smack?
No.
It should be Foz. Anyways.
Problems?
Problemas? thank you for listening to the show this week. We will catch you guys
soon.
Soon. And multiple times.
Yeah.
Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.